ABC.
Cutting with his boss radio voice and his tacky TV buddy.
What is it, Nutty Nip from YY?
A little present. Open this box.
A present?
Yes, of brown paper.
I wonder what it is. But what is it?
Well, can you see? It's the Rage of New South Wales. The secret plans of Jane Mansfield with their full measurements. And a life-size Jane Mansfield jelly mold.
Jane Mansfield in red jelly? Yes, folks, get yourself a full-size red jelly Jane Mansfield in three flavors. Vanilla, raspberry, and passion fruit.
Now, here is the Minister of Finance to show you a simple way of increasing your weekly income.
Hands up, your money or your life.
And now it's question time on Old Sydney. Tonight, Auntie Milligan answers listeners' questions. Number one.
I am younger than 18.
You're gonna fool me.
I was married a very wealthy man who's 89. Can you introduce the case for the honeymoon?
Yes, not too far for the cemetery. Next.
I'm a 30-year-old housewife of Parramatta.
Oh.
My two sons are very backward, but what can I do?
Bend them forward, Nick. And now forward, old fatty Eisel.
Who said I'm fat?
Everybody's a name but a few.
Our story starts in Australia, where geologists are digging for a new metal ore.
Well, go on.
Go on what?
Well, they're digging for a new metal ore what?
They're not looking for a new metal ore what?
What?
The sentence reads, looking for a new metal ore, full stop.
Oh, they're looking for a new metal ore, full stop. It must be for TIE fighters.
That's for a TIE fighter. It's a TIE fighter.
No.
It's a TIE fighter.
It's the night of April the 5th, 1956, and England's last tram is making its last journey along the embankment.
Forget.
Yes, will anyone forget that moving speech made on a moving tram by the Lord Mayor of London, Sir Barrington J. Lunch?
Yes, no. Have you ever sat as the Emperor in Skinner Hall? When I think of those dear people across here, not good. Along with the Buckingham Palace Hall, they sang one tip of stick. An art was just across the way. And the boundless strength of the frame to the signal. And we all go forward tidily to the and we all pray for our enjoyment of the sea. And hold under the knee hand and put the friendship from those in the English two gentlemen. And what's the first time we get chosen for brave heroes? Who unlike the path of the sea, right?
Our story continues in the office of the London Telephone Manager's Office of the Department of Melted Down Tram Cars.
What was that sound? What was that sound?
It's the phone, sir.
A pause? This means the end of the carrier pigeon. We must tell the whole department. Call all the meetings of all the meetings of people we keep especially for meetings.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen.
Good news. The electric telephone has been installed. Good. I hope you open the window so that the people in Buckingham Palace could hear us. You could mean an OB. Now then, any questions?
I've got one. I've got a rash to me right here, old.
What's that got to do with the electric telephone?
Well, every time I put it against me ear, all it hurts.
Well, then use the left ear, old.
But I can't. It's a right-handed phone.
Well, turn around and face the other way.
Well, I won't be able to see who I was talking to. Look, I claim damages, I do.
He's in his rights, I tell you. Make out a check to his right ear, old. And put the rates up tuppence in the pound.
Tuppence? This world ruin,
poor Sir Frank. There it goes again. Give me my telephone answering app.
Thank you.
Hello? Yes? I see. Yes? I see. Gentlemen, bad news. Some gentleman who apparently has traveled extensively in Australia says that there is still a tram at large in
Foggy London Town.
That's impossible in Foggy London Town.
Rubbish,
rubbish. All trams have been melted down and made into melted down trams.
But everyone?
All except the one you're living
yes,
in.
Yes, well, we aren't.
Say, wait a moment, sir. It's Wonder. Just look at the tram map on this wall.
Yes. There's still one flag stuck in it.
There is still one tram running.
Oh, no. I lose my OBE.
There it goes.
He fainted. He's fainted downwards, crushing his collar.
Oh.
Here, hold his mouth open while I force this brandy down my throat. Now he looks better.
So do you. So do you, Thomas.
This little flag in the tram map means that number 38A is still at large in Foggy London Town.
Oh, no. Oh, When did it leave the depot? Or as Cheyenne says, the depot. Where did it leave the depot?
1923.
He's running late. We'd better track this tram down, or we'll all be out of a job, Dennis. Is my official ministry car ready, sir?
Oh, your ministry car, yes, sir. It's just done your shopping and taken.
Well, before this night is out, that tram has got to be in the club. And knock it down. Put him on the retired list, will you, Tom? Now, off you go, Chagnasty.
Along the dark streets of England, the search went on. Nip, nippity, nip. Finally, the tram was located in the London end of the Eastern Suburbs Railway.
We've been sitting at this end of the hole for 20 years with a stick order for the Australians to come through.
And you say that you remember a number 38A tram disappearing down this hole?
Personally, sir. It comes out in Korea with a Lord Mayor on the front giving a speech and covered in rotten eggs, tomatoes, and Jane Mansfield jelly.
That's the tram. Yes. That's it. Come on, men. Follow me.
Inside the tunnel, it was pitch black and dark as well. Luckily the tunnel was only 100 yards wide, so I was able to stretch out my arms and feel along both sides.
there, its rusty sides gleaming in the light of a flickering three-volt finger, was the long-lost 38A tram. A bed of roses grew on the driving platform. A simple string of washing hung over from the overhead cable. And the smell of sausages came from a gas stove on the top platform.
Anybody in?
Rest on the wall. I'll rinse you through. Rest on the wall. Not one and two. When you wake me, my red or green. Who's that out there telling you all that?
Madam?
Father, say that.
Another sailor. We're from the tram depot.
It's an announcement from the tram depot, sailor.
Oh, look, madam, exactly who are you?
I'm exactly me, Monica. Conductor X number 3. Number 3.
Now listen, number 3. This tram should have been on the scrap heap 10 years ago.
So should you, but a little here. But that night, look, I can't leave this tram. I've got my passenger to think of.
Passenger? And what idiot would sit on a tram for 10 years?
Who said that?
Hey, the voice came from a man using a discarded body and a head with 3 nostrils. Let's see your ticket.
It's a bit dusty.
Hey, wait a minute, lad. This is a child's ticket. You're an adult.
Wasn't when I got on.
Something in the man's upturned face appealed to me.
He threw a brick at it. Look, I'm a postman. I got to get this urgent pigeon to the prime monster for foggy London town.
What? We must hurry.
That afternoon, the Prime Minister read this urgent pigeon to Parliament.
Gentlemen, a British trooper has defeated Chip Rafferty at the Eureka Stockade.
They sang, old 38A, the last tram, was being crushed into a block.
I think I'm ready to get off.
Are you sure you wouldn't change your mind?
Oh, she must think I'm mad. Everybody thinks I'm mad. Even I think I'm mad. But I'm not, folks. I'm sane.
I'm really sane, folks.
Thank you, Miss Rex.
I'm not the only one, why did
you... Now an announcement. It came to pass that all these old English crushed trams were bought by the Melbourne City Council. As the chairman so wisely said...
You never know. We may need them.
And it came to pass that they did. Melbourne decided, if you'll pardon my chuckle, decided to build a bridge.
Despite criticism and a dog called Tom, Melbourne Council interviewed potential bridge builders.
And what's your name, sir?
Jim Shoes.
Oh, Mr. Shoes. That's an unusual name. Are you in the phone book?
No, for me.
Oh, that's good. It will save us ringing you. I'm afraid you haven't the necessary qualifications.
Well, what are the necessary qualifications?
Well, first thing, my wife must like you. And second, you are not a relative of any member of the council.
Come! Thrice come! I'll have me revenge for this, as sure as I play wombat in children's yard. Revenge in the key of C minor. Farewell! And so work on the King's Bridge commenced.
Penelope, darling,
Penelope.
Hello, darling.
Lower the foundation, Gerda, dear.
Oh, I see.
I got right, lad. Lift all together, Cobbin. Drop it here. Oh, it's no good there. It'll have to go about 9 inches to the right.
Why?
It's on me foot, mate.
Well, that's all right. I don't know why we're pulling you up.
Hurry up.
All right, the boys. I'll hold his hands. All right. Now we're pulling. Once again, a nice to please a pool. Oh, one more lovely big pool, eh, pool?
That's good. Ah, anyone want to hire a bloke with a 20-foot long leg?
Oh, look, mister, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. Don't get up. It's all right. I'll get this straight.
No, I don't want to be straight anymore, mate.
Well, you just see, some of the lads at the work have been pulling your leg.
You get a fed up a chest, mate.
Soon supplies of steel were arriving from the depot, all made from old English trams, among them the old 38A.
Yes. Well, it appears it is going to be a long time arriving, so here is a jolly song I've just recorded.
Have you heard the tale of Flipper up the town of Malimut? The times are going hard with him, in fact the man was drunk. So he just around and noticed who his neighbors, what 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 who his neighbors, what
who his neighbors, what who his neighbors. As I thought,
Isle, you're in the rut. This is the new summer spring-sized thought. The clean Lenny Bruce. Now then, part three of the King's Bridge. In this, incidentally, I play a part, the captain of industry, and gad, it really suits me. Action! Lights! Camera!
Through the sound of distant dentistry, Isol takes charge.
Men!
Yes, sir.
Men, this bridge is going to come on at once. Yes, sirree. So, as my father said, put your shoulder to the wheel. Nose to the grindstone, your back to the wall. Best foot forward. Bend your back. And keep your head up high.
He must be a funny shape.
Eccles.
Yep.
Just the man for the first golden rivet ceremony.
Yep.
Take the sledgehammer. I'll hold the golden rivet, and when I nod my head, I want you to hit it.
Would you say that again in front of the witnesses?
Certainly.
What?
I'll hold the rivet, and when I nod my head, hit it.
I hit it. Okay.
Hit it, yes.
Okay, ready?
Now! Good shot, Eccles. Right on the rivet.
That fooled you all, didn't it, eh? Wait a minute.
Oh, my finger!
Now, to make up the disappointment of that little joke, here is Miss Patricia Ridgway to sing a song from the waist upwards.
Miss Ridgway, she's mad about me. Do you hear? Mad about me. And can you blame her? Look at me. Going on for 50 and as virile as ever. You know what they say? The older the fiddle, the better the tune.
Yes, but your D-string is slippery.
Nonsense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will you take your seats for part three of the King's Bridge Saga? Ta-ra!
Team moves to the Melbourne Bridge Building Committee.
Hey, gentlemen, gentlemen. Let's no matter at all. This is, I fear that the bridge will have to be widened to take one lane of traffic.
Hey, what ever for?
Haven't you read the highway code?
Not at all. I'm able to make a film of it.
I say that the building program is being mismanaged. Public money is being squandered.
Darn rubbish, I've never squandered public money.
I saw you squandering some the other day.
It wasn't me, it was my identical twin.
He was a one-armed brother.
Good God. Look, here are the company's books.
Well, Lolita, maybe it's Chatelaine. Maybe those turn over. Secrets of Andrea.
Yes. These books appear to be in order. I apologize in the key of E.
I accept your apology in G minor.
Now,
would you like to elaborate on this?
You can do what you like on it. Now, I have here a letter from the firm of Jim Shoes and Company.
Okay.
Yes, that's the company we turned down.
I'll read the letter.
Good heavens, whoever wrote this letter was an absolute pig.
What does it say?
Signed, Jim Shoes in C minor.
Yes, for months and months, Jim Shoes had worked on building a giant seaborne insulting machine.
Gentlemen, this machine is the world's biggest raspberry blower.
Should we have a demonstration?
Right. Stand by, cantilever.
Aye.
Fair combustion. Raise pressure. Right. Switch on insult.
Wonderful. Here's a towel. No. How much do you want for it?
Not for sale, darling. This machine is to insult Melbourne Council and then to be destroyed.
You refuse to sell the plans and plans of this machine to the government?
Yes.
Have you anything more to say?
Yes. Switch on.
Work on the bridge went steadily ahead. At first, there were 3 months behind schedule. But by hard work and government planning, they were soon 6 months behind.
The commemoration tree was planted by the Lady Mary, watched by an enthusiastic audience.
But soon, the first blow was to fall. At midnight, a sleeping Melbourne are aroused by this sound from offshore.
Wake up, Penelope. What was that? Wake up.
Hand me my telescope now. It's in.
Wait, I see it. I can see it.
Look, Doc. Look,
there must be hell out there.
It's a ship. It's a ship with a big machine and a gramophone horn pointing.
Must be the worst of Graham Kennedy.
He can't go to tea parties, I guess. All the night. Melbourne was bombarded with amplified raspberries from the great insulting machine. By dawn, the entire city was deaf.
What?
And men working on the ship. And men working on the King Bridge did not hear the cry that came from inside a giant supporting iron girder.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how the fatal crack appeared in Kingsbridge. It was, in fact, Minnie Bannister who'd gone down with her tram, cutting her way up. Meantime, from out at sea... Student program is my latest record.
That was The Idiot Weekly with a cast of over 100, some even older. Music by Gussie, produced by McLeod. Plans of the Mechanical Insulter are now on sale at Sydney Town Hall.